Laptop's on
well,
fire.
there we
Survivor
go.
Specialist Phil and Alexa are back, and my laptop is like about to explode. What's going on?
And we are, yeah, and we're live with a with an exploding computer.
Yeah, exactly. My laptop's about to explode, unlike Ghost Island. But hey, you know what? We lost Chelsea tonight. Ooh, it's not a big deal.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we lost Chelsea tonight. I like the first comment in the chat. You're going to get red here. Derpy Derp Char, which is hilarious. I'll read that name every day. I don't think I've cried more during a Survivor episode. This refers to Chelsea being voted out. I got so attached to her character, even though she didn't get any screen time. there she goes. She's
and
finally
then,
out
and
of
then
the game.
He ends it with parentheses, which is complete BS.
Yeah, exactly. So Chelsea's gone. Chelsea's out of the game. We'll talk about if Donathan and Laurel made the right move. Wendell, did he make the right move in going over to Ghost Island? All that fun stuff. But let's start off with Aunt Patty.
Can we just make a whole podcast about Aunt Patty?
Aunt Patty is the star of this show. I love her. Like, just like watching her watch the challenge was better than watching the challenge.
When she like whipped off her glasses.
Oh my God. And she was like smiling the whole time. Like there's Donathan in like last place. And I think she was like so excited to be watching that. She probably thought she was at like the Derby or something. Like she was just so excited to be watching these people do this challenge. It was so funny. And then like to see her like at the reward and Wendell or Dominic says his thing. And then she's like, well, I'm a country girl. So that
I'm going to murder whatever. You if you lie.
Yeah. As she's sitting there like eating her cake, like in her thing. Love Aunt Patty. I'm a big Aunt Patty fan. I feel like Aunt Patty was,
she was fantastic. Definitely one of the better like loved ones. This loved ones visit. So I'm always a big sucker for the loved ones visit, but I found myself not crying as much as I usually do. Like as soon as they start crying, I just like lose it. But then
your friend was crying. You snapped.
Oh yeah, my friend was crying. According to my Snapchat. Yeah, I forced my roommates to watch this one. So I was like, guys, this will be a good one. You're gonna cry. And they fell in love with Aunt Patty too. She is all encompassing. Everyone loves her. Angela's was really good. I was definitely crying during Angela's. Dominic's was really good. I like Laurel's too. They were good. But it was a lot more brother and sister because everyone's like pretty young in this season.
Yeah, and not – I mean, I have a sister and you have a brother. I mean, the whole brother-sister thing I don't think is as emotional as, like, a wife and husband.
Or a daughter and a –
or a daughter and a son. Like, it just doesn't have the same impact. Like, my sister came running out there, I'd probably, like, hug her and then be like, go stand on the
Jenna,
side.
Jenna – or not Jess. Excuse me. I just really did Freudian slip there because I think Sebastian's sister looks dangerously similar to Jenna, which I guess is not entirely important, but I just thought I had to point that out. But Sebastian was talking about his sister. He was like, there's no one else I'd rather talk to all the time. I love you so much. And I was like, there's no chance my brother would say that about me. We'd probably just like shove each other a little bit and then move on.
Normally my sister will call me. I'll ignore the call. I'll text her what? And then I wait for her to respond and she'll normally just be like, okay, fine.
Well, so we got a comment that was like Alexa and Phil should go as each. If one of us is on the show, the other one has to be our loved one to keep us focused. And we wouldn't be like crying happy tears because we don't even like each other that much.
But it would be fantastic. It would be great. I mean, Alexa would come running out and I would like push her down and just be like, I'm out of here. I get then, like the, oh no, from the Survivor. Like,
oh no, he just pushed Alexa, who's not even his relative.
Yeah. Exactly. But no, I was a big fan of that. Will Wall, who was on our predictions podcast, he said that this episode, the loved ones changes people though. And we saw that tonight. We saw Kellen's like anger in this episode. Mm-hmm. And up until this point, she's been very much like the Malolos are the annoying. They're the no-no flies from Marquesas. Like they're just annoying and they just want to get them away. That's all they want. Like that's what the Malolos have been to Kellen. Tonight, we finally saw Kellen be like, you know what? I'm actually pissed because all the guys are running off to do their thing and I'm not. And now I'm going to come to play. And we saw Angela kind of get more into there was more like heart into it. And I think a lot of it does have to do with this family visit where mentally, it just changes you. It changes your perspective on it. And like, I was watching it with like that eye and I was like, wow, like Will was like spot on with how he thought this could go down. Mm-hmm. And if Donathan and Laurel would have actually switched, and Wendell had to play his idol to end up staying in the game, that would have been like really crazy that really it was the loved one visit that sparked all of that, which is exactly what Will said happened to him in his season.
Yeah. And I'm actually surprised that it didn't end up happening because there is, I think Kellen said it at tribal council, like something along the lines of like, you think you're home when you're here, but then you get a taste of real home and it just completely rocks your world and shakes everything that you've known for the past 32 days. And I actually really liked Kellen this episode. I think she had a confessional right after that was like, all right, girls, we got to get it together. And I was like,
no,
it's not really my thing. But she got a fire lit under her butt. And if I was her, if I didn't get picked out of, there were three people who were picked to go on this reward. Well, you're one of those three people who didn't get picked. And then on top of that, the person who wins offers Ghost Island to someone he already picked. Mm-hmm. If I was Kellen, I would be infuriated. So yeah. I understand and agree with all of her anger.
No, and I get the anger on this. And I will say, this kind of explains why Sebastian has been laying so low. He was comfortable in his position. He picked Wendell and Dom as his first two picks because I think that he thinks that he's the third one with Wendell and Dom and he can just get to the end. And really for Sebastian, I don't think he's somebody who thinks he can win the game. I think he's just likable and just trying to make it as far as he can. So if he thinks that the two of them, I mean, he picked the two of them first out of everybody. This kind of explains why he didn't vote with Jenna last week. Yeah. It kind of explains why he's been going against Malolo the entire time. He feels like he's in a good position there. I know Chelsea had a secret scene where she said she knew she was on the bottom of Navidi, but I feel like Sebastian almost felt like, hey, I could be in this top three. I could be one of those guys. I don't need to make a big move here. I don't care. Like, he doesn't have the killer instinct to him, but I feel like he's definitely having fun with it. So, like, him doing that is like very telling of why we haven't seen much of Sebastian and also why he hasn't voted with who he's voted with.
Yeah. And I'm not necessarily surprised, but I'm just surprised because I really haven't seen them talk to each other. The only time I've seen Sebastian and Wendell talk was when they were on that Yanuya beach and Wendell like gave him his shell back. Past that, I don't really think I've seen Sebastian and Dominic talk before. So I guess that kind of falls back onto they're not showing us anything with Sebastian, but I thought that was very telling. I thought he would have had more of a relationship with like Chelsea or Jenna than he would with either of them, but that shows how little I know about him.
Yeah, no, exactly. So mm-hmm. So he ends up doing that. Now, Sebastian, I don't know why he picked the people. We haven't heard anything from Sebastian. But my thing is, when Sebastian picks them...
And then he picks Donathan.
Well, he picks Donathan, which, I mean, he was probably picking Aunt Patty, let's be honest.
I would pick Aunt Patty, too.
Yeah. You know, that's the best. But then for him to turn it to the guys and say, do any of you want to go to Coast Island? I would not have done that. I would not have offered that up to them. I would have said, no, I'm going to pick one of them because you just picked, like Kellen said, that could have been one of us. And I felt her frustration on that because that could have been one of them. I think Wendell made the right move. I think he did the right thing because anytime you get an advantage in the game, you have to give up your reward to get the advantage. Like, you have to be playing thinking maybe that's an idol. If that's an idol out there and somebody goes to Ghost Island and picks up an idol, oh my God, like, why would you not go to Ghost Island? So if it's going to be offered to me, I'm absolutely going to go. But if I'm in Sebastian's place, you just picked three other people to come with you that are getting their loved ones. You know the other four aren't going to get their loved ones. You have to send one of them there. I mean, that's just jerry management at that point because what he did tonight was not good.
I'm trying to decide. I can't even, like, put myself in the moment, but I'm trying to decide who I would be more mad at, Sebastian or Wendell. Because, like, Sebastian offers it and then Wendell takes it. Like, if I'm Wendell, I probably take it too. And I was tempted to say that wasn't the right move because he definitely pissed some people off with that. Like, you got, like, Kellen and Laura, like, rolling their eyes at each other. And that is pretty ballsy to say, like, I'm willing to give up my loved one who I technically didn't even earn. Like, someone picked me for this in front of four people who weren't chosen for it. But I think, again, Laurel and Donathan are clearly so close to him that didn't bother them enough to flip on him. So I think that was fine. If I was Sebastian, like, if you're going to do an offer it up to the table, you got to offer it up to the four people who didn't get it. Like, you cannot even offer that to the three people you already chose, especially because the family visit, it's such a unique and different situation. It's all of a sudden real life. So you have to be very, very careful with that.
Yeah, and like the way he just offered it up, I mean, Wendell made absolutely the right move here. I mean, I'm surprised Dom didn't jump at it as somebody who all he does is talk about how he wanted to play the game like Tony. Like, I know it's his wife and everything, and I know he wants to talk to her, but his wife probably would have killed him, let's be honest. If he would have given it up,
his wife probably would have killed him. Awesome. But then at the same time, like, they cut to the reward, and Dominic has this confessional, which they always do on Fun Rewards. It's like, yeah, you know, I love my wife, but I need to talk some strategy. And I was like,
so it's like, why not go
whole
then?
Time, like, you've been talking about your wife and kids, and now she's here, and you want to talk strategy? Like, come on.
Wow, this is like the real Bradley, by the way, in our group chat. I love is this. It is. Bradley. Everybody didn't believe it, but then all of a sudden he said, ask Phil if he got barbecue.
Well, there's no reason to believe. There's no reason to believe because we've had so many randos trolling around here. But yeah, not Bradley.
But then he said, ask Phil. Well, he has to tell me if the barbecue was good or not. You know, that's what it really comes down to. But yeah, he just I mean, I don't know. Unless there's another creep. Unless this is the other guy we went with, and this other guy that we went with is actually the creepiest Survivor fan of all time, and he's pretending to be Bradley, saying that he went with us.
Honestly, don't put it past anybody, Phil.
Oh yeah, you're right. You know, you're absolutely right. So now let's be extra nice to Kellen tonight because Bradley's in the chat. No, I'm just kidding. But I do think that. What did you think of Wendell doing this? Because I've said I wholeheartedly agree with him. What did you think?
So I think it's what's the phrase, like rose colored glasses or something. Like, I think because he didn't go home, I can say it was a good move. But I don't know if it's something I would have done. I really don't think I would have offered that up because I get the whole like you got to get an advantage, you got to do every single thing. But on the flip side, I'm so like the family reward is such a unique situation that I don't even know if I would want to win the family reward. I would probably want to get second or have my family member be someone who I'm extremely emotionally connected to. Obviously I love everyone in my family, but someone who I'd like really cry with so that I get picked. I really don't think I would I don't know if I would want to win the family award because that is just the worst possible position to be in. I thought they were going to gun for Sebastian. I really thought they were going to do that.
Yeah, I thought that they would gun for Sebastian because they were so frustrated. But I think the thing is, Sebastian hasn't done nearly enough in this season to piss them off. He had the way Kellen's looking at this is she's looking at it as Wendell and Dominic have had everything go right for them. They've had everything easy and everything keeps falling into their laps. Dominic gets a legacy advantage from Jacob to Morgan to him. Like, are you kidding me? That's out of control. Like, I don't know what's fallen into Wendell's lap, but I know they're just Wendell goes and gets
nothing's
advantage
fallen here into his lap, but he's, I mean, Wendell's in the, I don't think anything really fell into Dominic's lap except for the legacy advantage. Everything else, they found on their own. Like, they earned it.
Yeah. No, exactly. So, yeah. But I think Kellen's looking at it as that's how she feels. Like, they've had everything. Sebastian earned the win here. He just picked the wrong people. I don't think Kellen takes it as personally because I don't think Kellen's worried that Sebastian will then go on to beat her at the end as well. I think what she's looking at is with these two, not only are they getting everything going for them, they're going to get the loved one visit, they've gotten idols, and now they're going to go on and actually beat her in the final three. Like, that's where her frustration is coming in, I feel.
Yeah, and I mean, that ended up just continuing on tonight because they ended up getting what they wanted.
Yeah.
So I guess we can start to move into it, but overall, how do you feel about Laurel and Donathan's move?
I thought it was the wrong move, but then again, I think what it came down to is Dominic and Wendell have offered an olive branch to them earlier. I think that they got it a lot sooner, and Kellen has been so Navidi strong. And then what did she say tonight? She said, girls, we have work to do. Like, Donathan's not a girl. So, Donathan has to be sitting there saying to himself, she doesn't like Malolo, and she doesn't want to work with the guys. Where does that leave me? That leaves me fifth in this group. And I think the way they're looking at it is with Seabass, they're fourth in that group. They're third and fourth. So all they have to do is try to use Seabass when they get to the final five to vote out Dominic or to vote out Wendell. They're looking at it that way, I think. And if they know that there's a fire-making challenge, maybe they say, we just have to knock one of them out of five and one of them has to lose the fire making. But I think that they didn't go with Kellen because Kellen has been saying the entire game, Navidi, Navidi, Navidi. Now all of a sudden she needs you and now she wants you to vote with her. That's why I think they didn't go with her, because how long was that trust going to last? Until next week when everything cools over and she just votes them out anyway?
Yeah, I guess you're right on that. I think I agree with your Donathan logic. It's Laurel who I'm a little unsure about, because Laurel's the one who had the confessional who said, she laid it out beautifully. She's like, do I vote with Kellen, who just put two votes on me and I'm not happy about it? Or do I go with these guys who I know can beat me in the end? And that's kind of been the whole crux of the Laurel issue. And now that she acknowledged it, and everyone seems to have acknowledged it now, that's why I'm a little funky on it. Because I know, but then I guess you're right. Like, Laurel and Donathan, they vote out Wendell. They pissed off Dominic. Mm-hmm. And then where do they go?
Well, here's the thing,
I guess,
too.
I'm just afraid because now they both still have idols.
But the thing is, though, if you vote off Dominic tonight or you vote out Wendell tonight and Dominic has an idol, Dominic is also going to be on a war path. Who's he coming for first now? He's going to come for you, and he's going to come for Donathan and Laurel, because you guys were supposed to be tight with him and then you weren't. And he feels like, well, now I can't trust you guys at all. I'll play my idol and make sure one of you go home. Or I'll try to go back to the Navidi women. I have Sebastian still in my corner. Like, there's too many things that were still in Dominic's corner if they vote out Wendell tonight. Kellen still, like, literally only has Angela. That's all she has. And what good is that doing? Like, Laurel knows both people have idols.
Yeah. I think she was talking to Kellen, and she was like, yeah, they win things and they, like, might have idols. Like, just want to put that one out there. I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, you're right. I guess that's a move that they got to make it, like, final five or six, like, after they hopefully have played their idols. And when, if they piss off Dominic or Wendell, it's kind of like, well, there's only the fire making challenge left, so whatever. I guess that's a better time to do it. But I think on the flip side, their choice to get rid of Chelsea was the right choice, because they called her a challenge beast, which is amazing. Fine. Everything she deserves. But they went for the only other person who's won immunity, right? It's only been Dominic and Chelsea.
Dominic and Chelsea are the only two.
And Angela.
Angela won. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
We all remember Angela winning. How could you forget that? So voting out Chelsea is the right move here, because Kellen right now, I think, is making herself look worse to the jury. She put two votes on Laurel. She announces that tonight. The jury's like, okay, whatever. She ends up voting tonight for Wendell. When Wendell doesn't go home, the jury's like, okay, you tried to make a move and you didn't. Like, you were making your move. She's playing. I don't remember who I made this comparison to. I think it was Michael. I don't remember who I made this comparison to on this season, but I know I did. But she's now playing the Andrea Belkey game. She is one step behind every time.
Oh, I haven't heard you say that.
I said that about somebody, I think, way earlier in the season. But that's what Kellen is now playing. She's playing the game where it's clicking in her head what she needs to do. One vote too late. I think I had said Donathan might be playing that game. That's who I said. I said it might be Donathan. But it's now Kellen, where in Redemption Island, Andrea always realized what she had to do one step too late. In Karamoan, she realized what she had to do one vote too late. And now Kellen tonight realized what she had to do, but she had to do it last week. And I get that she kind of tried, but she was so scared of Michael's idol that she was, like, blinded by, like, it was hard with the small five-person divisions, but she was so scared of Michael's idol that she was willing to just, okay, well, let's get rid of Laurel. It's like, well, you're still sitting there with Wendell and Dominic. You don't think that you could pull Michael and Laurel together and be like, hey, guys, let's vote out Wendell or Dominic? Like, or Wendell it would have been, again, because Dominic had immunity. So I don't know. I just think that.
She also, you brought up a good point with Michael. In Michael's exit interview, he said that Kellen never asked to see his idol.
Which is crazy.
Not even the paper. She didn't even see his idol.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's wild.
Not even ask to see the idol and have that type of reaction to it. It's really, really crazy. Like, I don't know. So I think Kellen right now, like, next week, I would not be surprised if Kellen goes home in seventh place. I know we're seeing that Donathan looks like he's going to start to cause some trouble here. And maybe he does. I really don't know. But I would not be surprised if Kellen goes home next week, because they're going to see three votes for Wendell and they're going to know it was the three girls, because they're going to know it wasn't Laurel and they're going to know it wasn't Donathan. And now you have Dominic and Wendell, who both have idols. And this is really, like, one of the last tricky votes for them. Because there's seven people left. Sebastian is going to vote with them, like, no matter what, I feel like. I feel like Sebastian, based on what I saw tonight, the fact that he picked them, the two of them first, Sebastian is all in with the two of them. So if Sebastian's with them, this is really the last tricky vote for them, because all they have to do is make sure that they don't get blindsided in a 4-3 vote. And all that entails is keeping Laurel and Donathan from blowing the game up, which it looks like Donathan might want to do. But Kellen is, like, almost never going to work with him now, and there's no reason for him to really keep Kellen around. So if Kellen doesn't win immunity next week, she's the one leading that charge. I think she goes home. I think you get Angela and Sebastian both in the finale, and then your final four might be this four-person alliance that we've seen the entire game.
Yeah, it's probably where it's going to end up. Or maybe, like, next week there could be something that happens, but I still think it would be too, like, quote-unquote early. So I guess it doesn't start blowing up until the finale. But let's talk about Donathan real quick. How do you feel about what he did at Tribal Council, like blowing up the truth bomb, like exposing that there's a crack? I saw on Twitter there were a couple Keith Nail comparisons. What's your take on that?
No, I like it. I think that he knows that Wendell has an idol.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
That's what I think. And maybe he doesn't, and maybe I'm giving Donathan way too much credit, but the way he was acting tonight would be how, like, a kid, like an inexperienced player would act if they were going to pull the big blind side. Like, I'm so excited to vote out Wendell tonight. I actually can't keep it together. I'm going to talk about it so much that it's going to end up biting me in the ass, and Wendell's going to play his idol and be safe. I think Donathan might have been playing it up to try to get Wendell to play his idol because he knows that he has it. And him and Laurel are sitting there going, they have two idols. They're our two closest allies. They're the two biggest threats to win the game. Let's see if we can weaken them at least a little bit here. Get Wendell to play the idol. We still vote with them so that in the end, they can't be like, well, you guys did this. Like, why would you do this to Wendell? Because they can just say, no, we voted with you. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. And good on Wendell for not playing his idol. That I figured Chelsea's going to go home because you have a Chelsea versus Wendell. Like, of course, like we have been led to believe that Chelsea
Chelsea's got to go home.
Chelsea's going to go home day one. But even still, like, you have Wendell like looking at his bag. He's thinking about it. And I was like, man, that guy's got guts of steel to be not playing that idol. He's had a couple instances where he like could have played it, and obviously it worked out for him that he didn't. But tonight was pretty good.
Yeah, no, tonight was good. And he, like I keep saying, his relationships are so good. Wendell has such good relationships in this game that maybe we haven't seen completely, but his relationships have been so good because his name is the one that's come up, not Dominic's. Dominic hasn't gotten a vote yet. Wendell has been the one who's constantly being targeted. Maybe that's because Dom's winning immunity. Maybe that's just because they think that Dom is more likely to have a real idol. I don't know what it is, but I really do think that Wendell is playing a great, great social game that we're just not seeing 100% of because he's been confident every time his name's come up that he doesn't need to play the idol. And tonight, I texted you right before the vote, and I said, Wendell's going to play the idol. They were going to vote for him, but they're going to end up voting out Chelsea on because he negates all his votes. She goes home 3-0, and that's why she got such a small edit. We saw it with Kelly Sharbaugh. We saw it with who was the other one? Recently. I forget. But we see this a lot where there's an invisible edit for a female character that goes home because of a big idol play. I mean, that Russell one just jumps out to me the most because it was just so obvious. Well, I mean, you can even go as far as you go all the way back to like Katie with rocks. I mean, what happens is when it's like these weird situations and whoever goes home in those situations gets like almost no edit. Jessica Lewis is like one of like the rare instances because she was just entertaining, like straight up entertaining, like really no argument there. But so like for Chelsea tonight, it was just kind of like, I expected Wendell to have to play the idol. So when he didn't play it, I was like, wait a second, are we seriously going to see Wendell go home before Chelsea? Like there's no way. But no, she just got no edit. I mean, that's just all it is.
Yeah. I think that was it. And we'd been talking about that for a while. We were like, oh, she's going to get idled out. That's just the way this is working. But that hasn't happened yet, actually. Now that is that wrong? Yeah, I feel like no one's gotten idled out yet. We've had – and Donathan, like he said tonight, he's like, oh, I think I wasted my idol. I really got to start coming in hot, which it's – he started to do tonight, and it sounds like he's really going to run with that come next week. But, no, I mean, when it comes to Chelsea, like I texted you this. I was like, I'm pumped to see her Ponderosa. She had a confessional tonight, so she clocks out at 4, I believe is where she clocks out. You know, her last words are fine. I feel really bad for her. I think she played a pretty darn good game, and for whatever reason, we were just not sure anything about her. And I guess I'm glad she's gone because now we don't have to, like, take time out of the podcast to just, like, be angry to, like, about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess that part's kind of good. But, this is it. This is the end of the meme.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it was Lucy. Gamer Girl put in there, it's Lucy. I think yes. Lucy did. I think David played the idol for Jessica, right? To make sure Lucy went home. Mm-hmm. But so the way. Okay. So.
Oh, Libby got idled out. Because of Michael.
Libby. Yeah, but Libby wasn't invisible. Like, Libby wasn't. I don't feel like Libby was invisible. We didn't get to know Libby that well. But Libby was just like.
She was not really present.
She wasn't really present, but she wasn't like that invisible.
Yeah.
There's plenty more invisible people than Libby. But I think that's probably who I'm thinking of is just Lucy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but what I wanted to say is I texted you today and I said this episode actually felt like Survivor again. One thing I do want to say though is I like how fast they rushed through the beginning of this, and that is complete sarcasm. They rushed so hard through the beginning.
The reward? The family stuff?
The reward. When they came back the night after and it was like, oh no, oh no. And we're at the family reward. Like normally, like you have to look at the last time on Survivor literally only showed Tribal Council. They showed about 30 seconds of the night after Tribal Council. And then it was immediately to the family reward. And I was just like, why?
Yeah. And I mean, this always happens, especially with like a double boot or double episode. They were bringing in the Jerry Memories, and it was like Jenna and Michael. And he was like, Michael. Yeah. And then they keep cutting to Michael being mad. And then they do like a long cut of Michael and Jenna. And I was like, poor Jenna. Turns out she is absolutely hilarious, and we're never going to get that.
Right. And I like how it's Michael voted out the last tribal council. Like, Jenna never even got
like,
that.
Yeah. Jenna actually just noped out.
She got none of that. No. And so, I mean, I just wish like we had said on the reason I bring this up is because I think it was either predictions or last recap. We had said they have to show the night after now because Kellen used her extra vote, and they did show it. But they showed it as quickly as humanly possible to make sure that.
Well, like, you got to do the. I mean, the family visit is like that's a big one. I kind of am okay with it because she talked out the extra vote. Like, she owned up to it because like she kind of had to. There were only four other people there, but I thought it was rushed, but I'm okay with that being rushed because I would way rather watch the family visit than like.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Them arguing about.
I don't know, because
what? Because like Kellen said it. Kellen said she did it. And Laurel was like, okay. And then we moved on. Like, yeah, if they were screaming at each other and they cut it off, I'd be mad. But
maybe they didn't see it. I mean, Kellen was pissed tonight, like flailing that arm. So maybe she was pissed.
I can't fault Kellen.
No, and I
agree with everything she did.
I can't fault her either. I'm just saying that like the family visit is a one, it happens in the episode and then it's done really for the season. I mean, that's really it. And like tonight's, like the problem is like on a cast like this one, like you said, you didn't find yourself crying as much during this family visit. There's certain casts where the family visit is huge. Millennials for Gen X is one of them. There's certain casts where like the family visit, I'm just like
talking about a lot too, like leading into the season. They're like, oh my God, I miss my mom so much. Like I miss all this, whatever.
And I don't know. I guess it's just the group that I just was like, I would have rather seen people argue and get some strategy because we have gotten like so little explanation on a lot of the moves this season. I would have rather have seen more of like an aftermath than see Sydney talk about Chelsea instead of Chelsea talking about
Oh my God. We didn't even bring that up. Yes, Sydney, the real screen hog of the season.
It was so funny. I mean, what was great is like everybody would like Angela's daughter talked about Angela so much, and then Angela had like a chance to rebuttal. Like Sydney talked about Chelsea, and then Chelsea was just like, okay, cool. And Jeff was like, all right, goodbye, Chelsea. Like, go back
to your mom. Never come back, Chelsea.
It was so funny. Oh my God.
Yeah. And like what, like Wendell and his dad got a lot. Laurel, who's Laurel's loved one?
Her brother. It didn't do anything for me.
Yeah. But they at least had a banter. Dom and his wife had a thing.
Yeah, had the big thing.
So yeah, it was really just like Chelsea and Kellen got a little bit. Yeah, it was just Chelsea. Of course, Chelsea got.
Ooh, it was just Chelsea. And I thought it was funny. But you know, I don't know. I just feel like I don't know. I just felt it was like a weird family visit for me. I mean, like I like the family visits. I think family visits sometimes are really great. I mean, is there really anything better than like what is it? What, like if you go back and like watch like Australia, they're like sending each other things through like this like box computer that looks so ancient. Like it's so fun. That was the version of a family visit in Australia.
That was good.
When Survivor was making the most money Survivor ever made, they were like, we are not flying your loved ones out here. You can talk to them through this box.
Doing it on this massive computer.
Still have no idea.
Which maybe at the time was like a very, you know, hip computer.
No, it definitely was. I just wonder how they got the Wi-Fi in the bush as they were in.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they're like, I mean, if you go back and watch, I'm sure the screen is like super like sketchy and fuzzy.
Well, we don't even see them. It's literally just a chat room and they had cameras like set up because I remember Katie, Tina's daughter was actually in the living room.
You're right.
She was like so much
younger. Forgot about that. They were just, oh my God, a chat room. I'd be pissed.
Oh yeah. And okay. I know that this has nothing to do with this season, but congratulations to everybody who voted in Dalton Ross's clickbait nonsense where he just wanted to stir up the drama. Thank you so much. All of you voted for Michelle.
Because the drama has been served.
You all voted Michelle Fitzgerald. Whoever did that, applaud yourself. Pat yourself on the back. Get a good night's sleep. Go get some ice cream or something. You done well.
You done good.
I met Aubrey. Aubrey's great. But thank you all for voting Michelle and making sure Michelle was the winner there. Now, all of you go back and watch Australia because Tina losing 62-38 in that percentage thing is absurd.
Tina was one of the – I don't know how many. It wasn't a ton, but it was a good chunk of winners who people had the reverse, and people had Colby like a landslide over Tina.
I think it's one of those.
Absurd.
I think it's one of those where people just remember Colby better than Tina. At least they remember him winning all the challenges. People who might not have watched recently, they're like, Dalton Ross said that. he said that the Millennials Edition X one had like twice as many votes as every other one.
Oh yeah.
So people were literally going there.
I'm just trying to think who else. So people had Stephanie over Danny, but Sam, it was like 55-45, which is so absurd. And then another good one is Cook Islands. Ozzy and Yule is still
0.6%.
Like the tightest. Oh, but there's also like the 2% trolls who voted for Becky. But that one was really interesting because that one's long enough ago where it's still like, okay, people, I mean, Ozzy's just so much more well-known than Yule at this point. And he was so well-liked during a season. And I really like that debate of who deserved to win hasn't settled. Like, it's still just, they were both so good.
Yeah, no, you're right. And if you ask Will, our Will, not Will Wall, the Will who's now working on, you know, the show out there, he thinks Ozzy, he's like, I've rewatched that season like four times and he finally came to it. He said Ozzy was the one who deserved to win. He really did. He was like, if you didn't have that idol, you would have never made it there. He just used that as a pawn the entire game and Ozzy played the better game. So, hey, I mean, that is one of the better debates. I know Chrissy ended up beating out Ben last year, which I'm not surprised at just because of everybody thinking it was rigged for Ben. So I'm not surprised at that at all. But yeah, I don't know what Alexa's laughing
at. Nothing. Keep going.
All right. So that's everything. I just wanted to make sure to address that because I need everybody to know. Just I was thrilled to see that when Michelle actually won. That's funny. Okay. So, what else happened in this episode? We talked about the I wanted to talk about the immunity challenge because this is what Wendell gets as his advantage, and you have to always go for an advantage in Survivor. I don't care what it is. Anytime you can get that opportunity, you take it as long as you're not giving up immunity to get further in the game, like then I say you go for it. So Wendell going, I think this is the right move. I did this challenge when Will and I went to Pop Fest out here. I knew I would suck at it. I sucked at it so much worse than I thought
that
I would suck at it.
That one seems so tough.
It is. I'm shocked at how well so many people do in this challenge because I guess what you don't take into account is all these people have no caffeine in their body at all. And I think that is why they are able to stay steady because I'm telling you, if they said to you, go like you could have like that reward, if that was final immunity and they said your reward before final immunity is you can have like a feast and you're going to have like coffee or whatever, something that has caffeine in it, you go and do that challenge and you are throwing that thing in the air because you have to have such steady hands. I don't know how so many people do it. I mean, I would watch people. Will was pretty good at it. Will was pretty good at, you know, Will's so brilliant. He's like a surgeon. But he was good at it.
Oh my God. Stop saying all these nice things about him.
That was so sarcastic. I like that, looked over.
Oh, I was like, oh my God, what are you doing?
No, I wouldn't mean that.
Oh my gosh. Keep going. Sorry.
No, but Will was pretty good at the challenge, but watching other people do it, like regular people who like they could be on Survivor, they really had a hard time. I did not see many people make it far in that challenge. They definitely didn't make it far enough to add another piece. And I think when we did it, they only had three pieces for us. It was the middle one and then the two side ones. And I'm telling you, as soon as I picked it up, I was just like, all right, forget this, Will. We're going to the next challenge.
Yeah, and a lot of them, they made it to like, what is the last one was like, you had to make it 20 minutes in. So they were doing that for a while. And that one, it's like, you need steady hands, but you also can't sweat. Because as soon as you sweat, then your hands are going to start moving. That one's really tough. And I like that this one is the one that gets the advantage because one, this was a great callback. Like Philippines, one of my favorite seasons. They bring it back. Wendell loses it again because this one is fun to have an advantage because the advantage doesn't really help that much because you're like, you failed. You're all sweaty. You're freaking out. Everybody else gets the rest while you're restarting and then you start back up and you could just flip it all over again. So there's no, I guess it's like a very fair advantage, which is why I like it.
Yeah, it's a very fair advantage. I mean, the fact that everybody gets to set down, I think when Malcolm did it, though, did everybody set down or did he just get to, like, try to pick it back up? I don't think they got to set it down. I don't think they did.
Yeah, which makes it all the more impressive. Who won that one?
Denise?
She won that one?
Denise did, yeah, because then she was ready to just vote out Malcolm. Because Malcolm, like, earlier in the season or something had done something. I forget. But yeah, so it was Denise who won that and Malcolm ended up losing. Like, I wasn't surprised at all that Wendell ended up losing it. I mean, I was kind of surprised he lost to maybe six people. But then again, I mean, like, Chelsea did really good. I mean, you finally saw Donathan, like, really shaking, and that was going.
Yeah. Him and Dominic back-to-back, they were just, like, they were crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, that's a tough challenge. I feel like that's one that I would, like, I would like brag about how good I would be at it, and then in the moment I would like immediately lose.
It's hard.
Simple, but it's very tough.
I think if you read this, Bradley saying he'd done this one before too, it's easier than he was expecting. Mm-hmm. Okay, Bradley. Okay. I couldn't do it. But anyway, what else happened? So I wanted to say that I don't really think there was much else on this season, like on this episode, really, maybe on the season too, but on this episode, really, I don't think there was
Freudian slip there.
That was a Freudian slip. I don't think there was too much else on this episode. I mean, it was expected once it came down to being the girls versus the guys that the girls were going to lose because Sebastian's name never came up. And if mm-hmm. Sebastian versus Chelsea tonight, then hey, maybe Sebastian goes home. But when it's Wendell versus Chelsea, it's kind of like, you know, it is what it is. You knew what was going to happen.
I know. I wasn't too surprised. Like, I think you texted me and then intern texted me like, oh my gosh, like I thought it might be Wendell. I think I convinced myself. I was like, there's no way that they have Wendell go home over Chelsea. I almost found myself wanting it to happen, not because I want Wendell to go home, mm-hmm. but just because it really would have shaken things up. And now I am like all in on this, like Chelsea is robbed train. So I really wanted her to go super far, but I just knew that wasn't going to happen. And I'm actually really impressed with Wendell because now he made that move that like going to go sound for that advantage, which you really liked. I can't decide how I feel about it yet, but he somehow seems to have gone through that unscathed, which is so impressive. So I'm really excited to see just where he goes with this because now they have like the wrath of Kellen and possibly the wrath of Donathan coming at them, but at least they have Laurel like completely with them. I don't think Laurel's swaying at least anytime soon.
I mean, and here's you're at final seven now. And yeah, if Wendell goes home tonight, it really stirs things up. But then you're looking at a final seven that has Chelsea, Sebastian, Angela. You don't want that. Like, you just don't want that because they haven't been edited. Like, so why would you want like those three characters? You know what I mean? Like, it would have been a crazy moment tonight if Wendell went home. But then what you're left with is like, oh, crap. That means like we're still with Invisible Chelsea, who would now have four confessionals instead of three. Like, oh, man, stop eating up so much screen time. So that's the only thing I think.
No, I agree with you, but we wouldn't be saying that if the editors did her some justice and gave her 10 confessionals instead of four, you know? So it's all their fault.
Although I don't think any of us really wanted Wendell to go home, and I wouldn't have wanted
Wendell. That was the thing. I didn't want like it to come at the expense of him. Like if it was her versus Sebastian, I would have wanted her to stay, which is
I agree with
crazy him. Considering how much I loved him like 6 weeks ago when he was talking.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. What else do you have? I have to get on a plane soon, so I'm
super short. Why don't I do like a couple minutes of comments?
Yeah, let's do a couple minutes real quick. So Gamer Girl, why couldn't the loved ones stay till after the Ghost Island decision was made? That way, if someone was chosen for reward, volunteered like Wendell, did another loved one, another contestant could replace them on reward? Because that's not what Survivor wanted. They wanted one of them that, you know.
I'm glad she brought that up because when Wendell volunteered, I was like, oh, maybe they are going to get a chance. Mm-hmm. But then they didn't, which made it so much more cold-hearted.
Yeah. No, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what they wanted. They wanted, if you're going to make the decision, they're still not getting anything.
Mm-hmm. Gamer Girl, again, is anyone else liking Kellen's new storyline of trying to get Dom and Wendell out? I think it's better than her Navidi Strong storyline. I'm pretty into it. I'm really liking this Kellen. She's coming to play.
Yeah, I think like, Kellen just like she wants to have like the numbers, and when she has the numbers, she won't move. But if she doesn't have the numbers, she'll make the move. Right now, she doesn't have the numbers, so she's going to do everything she can. Andy Vogel, for the sake of the season, I'm happy with the vote, but Laurel totally made the wrong decision. She was at the table, knew all the cards that people had, and ran virtually no risk of losing. If she went all in and made a move, she lost the game tonight. See, what I wonder is, could Laurel have really played it up to make? Could she have played it up even more to make Wendell play that idol? Could she have really been like, no, like I'm voting Wendell just to make sure that happened?
Yeah, I mean, she could have done that because there was a quick Wendell confessional where he said, Laurel's not making the same eye contact with me she usually does. She's not giving me the same vibe. So either she was acting to try to get him. She and Donathan were probably trying to get him to play it just to flesh it out. Or she was actually really struggling with the decision.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I don't know, though. I don't think he was. I think that he was just rubbing. I think Donathan's playing it up for the cameras a lot more than we might be thinking Donathan's playing it up for the cameras.
Probably.
I think he is. Like, I think Donathan's a smart kid, and you can tell. Like, he wants to make the moves, he knows what he wants to do, and he also knows how to get screen time. And I think that he's playing it up a little bit when he gets to these tribal councils.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what was it, Wendell? He was like, yeah, Donathan is not one to hold his opinions to himself. Yeah,
he lets it slip. Funny. He drops the bombs at tribal. That's what he does. Yeah.
Put the gun on the table and walk away.
Exactly.
Hashtag island living, hashtag palm tree emoji, and rice emoji. How do you think this jury is viewing Dom's game so far? He's won 2 immunity challenges in a row. Plus, they can see Laurel and Donathan still haven't made a move yet that will hurt them in the end game. I think Dominic's jury management is going very well. I don't think anybody on the jury is mad at him. Like, even Chris, who would be mad at him, like, gave him a hug on his way out. She's right. He has 2 immunities, which looks good, even though we're on a very strategic, you know, we're in a very strategic era of Survivor. People still really respect immunities. And he hasn't like been the main reason anyone's gone home except for Chris. And I think they're right. Like, Laurel and Donathan keep being in these middle ground positions and aren't really doing much with them.
I wouldn't even be surprised if Chris still voted for Dominic at the end.
I think he would.
Yeah, I think he might vote. But if Wendell's there, he'll vote for Wendell. He'd definitely vote for Wendell.
Oh, yeah, he loves Wendell.
He loves Wendell. But no, he doesn't. He wouldn't. Maybe he wouldn't vote for Wendell, because wasn't Wendell the one who was like yelling, "You can't rap, stop"? Wait, maybe not.
Then. But it was, but Chris didn't know that until after. Chris didn't know that until, like, he watched it live.
Okay. Okay. So I think he would probably end up voting for Wendell. But yeah, so, like, as I'm watching this, I think that Dom, everybody is respecting Dom's gameplay. And really, if Dom ends up winning this game, he played a dominant game. Dominant game. This is, like, if he wins, I don't like to rank the winners, but this is, like, one of the best winner games. It really is.
Yeah. Still doesn't have a vote.
Still doesn't have a vote. That's impressive. We have Giovanni, Ariana, are Wendell and Dominic the modern day Tom and Ian? No, because Wendell would never do what Ian did. And Dominic isn't running it as hard as Tom was. Tom was like really running. I mean, Tom is like, was like perfect out there. Like, he really was.
Mm-hmm. We have 2 very important questions back to back coming up.
Yeah, I like these.
So I'll start with Gamer Girl. Were those Will's arms when Jeff was explaining the immunity challenge? Probably. I've actually never met Will in person. I've only met him over the podcast.
You're a lucky person.
I'm not really sure. Yeah, I'm very thankful every night about it. But so I guess I'm not particularly sure what his arms really look like.
I think they were Will's arms.
They were probably his arms, because I feel like he's always floating in and out of challenges.
Yeah. And then the next one, Giovanni Ariana, are bumper cars fun? So
this I is love a good, bumper cars.
This is a good question. And I like bumper cars too. The more important thing is, are bumper cars as competitive as Chelsea made them seem? That's really what the question is here.
Did Chelsea bring something about bumper cars?
Yeah, she said that at Tribal Council. She said, like, it's like people, you're like in a game of bumper cars, and like, you don't know who's like going to move out of your way and who's going to crash into you. And I was like, wait, but bumper cars isn't really competitive. Like, the point is to crash into people.
Wait, I completely missed that.
Wow. I can't believe you missed that.
Wow. Well, I do love bumper cars.
Well, you need to go back and watch that, because it's really funny. And all I could think was, wait, this doesn't seem nearly as competitive as
Survivor. Bumper cars.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No, bumper cars are way more competitive than Survivor. All right.
Yeah. Hashtag island living, hashtag emojis. Why didn't Kelton look for an idol? It was a perfect time to go look. No guys are following you. OMG.
She probably did.
I'm sure she did. And I think I brought this up during our predictions podcast, but Jenna found a fake idol. Like, but they're not going to show that. Everyone is looking for an idol. I think they're just not showing it, because one, they don't have the time, and two, if they even found it, they're not really going to show it.
Yeah. Giovanni Ariana, the fact that Dominic is the only one who hasn't received the vote is mind-boggling. It really is. He's playing so solid right now. And Annie Vogel said, Laurel was vocal during the not reward about not wanting to gun for Wendell first. She's totally closer to Wendell than Dom. Do you think she flips if Dom wins immunity? Doesn't win immunity.
Yeah.
I think there's a much better chance she tries to vote out Dom than Wendell.
Yeah, I think Wendell and Laurel, I know, like, the Wendell and Laurel versus Wendell and Dom group, like, who Wendell's closer to, I'm not sure. I think he's more vocally closer to Dom, but he's definitely extremely tight with Laurel.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. David Emery, haven't all the idols been found? Probably not.
No, they still have at least one, I think. I think there's one more. Probably.
Well, Donathan played his. Yeah. And so at that rate, there should be one floating out there.
Gamer Girl, wouldn't it be ironic if Wendell suffers the same fate as Malcolm, gets fourth place, plays 3 times and never gets fourth again? Just as long as he doesn't get like 17th. That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play back to backs.
Yeah. Knoxville Monkey. That's a fun one. If Dom does end up winning the season, where would you estimate this season ranks about? That sentence didn't make sense. Where would you rank this among the others? I think I have to finish the season first.
Yeah, me too. I mean,
but this season the winner only affects it so much.
Yeah. Like a finale can really change it, but a winner's not really going to change it. So I would say, like, you know, it's not going to be top. It's not going to be top 15. That's for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like a finale makes it for me. Now that I think about it, a good winner makes the season better, but a bad winner doesn't bother me. Or like a subpar winner that doesn't bother me. But if it's a really good winner, like that helps a little bit.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all of them. So,
okay. Wow. Look at us. Oh my God. It's so early. I can do so many things tonight.
This I know, like get on a plane and fly for 6 hours. Hooray.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously what I'm going to go do.
What everybody wants to do.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants. So do you have anything, any other takes, or you want me to wrap it up so you can head over to the airport?
I think we should wrap it up. Everybody vote for MVP and LVP, whoever you think is deserving. Because I don't think
we're... do you have a take on MVP, LVP?
I only have Kellen, so she's MVP. She can't be LVP. And in terms of who I actually think is LVP... I'll go and say Angela for following Kellen and voting the wrong way. I won't say it's Kellen because Kellen attempted to get the troops together. It might not have worked out, but she attempted to make her game better. Angela didn't do that.
I can't wait until Kellen gets LVP just because you said she can't be LVP.
Yeah, and then MVP probably, honestly, it's probably Wendell. I mean, he didn't win, but he did make, like, he did go over to Ghost Island. It's probably Dominic. I mean, I was just going to say Wendell because he didn't have to play his idol, but it's probably Dominic. He won the immunity. He got to go on the loved ones visit. He's still in control and still hasn't got a vote. And he's like firmly in the numbers.
I think, yeah, LVP, I'll agree with you. I'll go with Angela. I'll put Wendell at MVP because he like shot his shot and didn't suffer any consequences of it. Like, yes, he lost the immunity challenge, but he went to tribal council with a huge target on his back and didn't play his idol and didn't go home. So I think Wendell is like multiple steps of everybody else. I think Dominic is also a great MVP. So yeah, vote for MVP, LVP, everybody.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess I'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
Still has to catch an airplane, and I'm actually probably going to watch Sunday's episode of Westworld, which I haven't watched yet. So please don't spoil me.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Wait until you see. Oh wait. Let me tell you.
Oh my God. Chelsea, don't blindsided.
No. Oh my God. Somebody gets blindsided.
Okay. Well, I'm going to watch it. So anyways. We will be back this Sunday, probably, right? That's not entirely
sure. We're trying to do Sunday night. It's not set in stone yet.
Yeah, Phil and I both have younger siblings graduating college this weekend, so we're going to be all over the place. But
we're going to be going all over. And we're trying to set somebody up for this weekend's podcast.
We might have someone like super exciting.
It would be so good. Don't
jinx anything.
Yeah,
it would be amazing, but we're not going to jinx it. Phil and I will be back probably Sunday night, possibly Monday night. We will let you guys know with, hopefully, fingers crossed, a really fun guest for our episode 13 predictions and power rankings. So in the meantime, make sure to vote on this video for MVP and LVP. Make sure to tweet out a Survivor Specialist, like us on Facebook, listen to us on iTunes, give us 5 stars, hit subscribe on YouTube. Those numbers keep climbing. We've gotten like 10 in the past 3 days, which is super exciting. And we'll be back this Sunday. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend and happy Mother's Day.
Oh yeah, that.
Yeah, did you get your mother a gift?
No, I'm showing up. That's enough.
Oh wow, you are just gracing her with your presence.
I really am.
All right, she's a lucky woman. Goodbye, everyone.